I just thought at some stage in the game, we would try to make a run and we would be able to open the floor and we would be able to score a little bit, but it was going to have to come on misses and not makes. We were kind of trading baskets there, and the only way that you're going to get separation is by coming up with stops. I thought we did a great job. You know, once again, Channing and JC and those guys did a great job on Tim as well as you can, considering the circumstances. I thought our guys did a phenomenal job on Ginobili. You know, Grant Hill never ceases to amaze me. I mean, you know, here's a 37-year-old guy. He hate when you say that. I shouldn't say that. Here's a guy that plays on our team that's been in the league a long, long time, and he just does a good job. Everything we ask him to do, every night we ask him to do something. He never complains. He never does anything. You know, we tell him to go out, and you know, he's always on the best player, best perimeter player. He never complains. He just plays, and you know, I've been the luckiest guy in the world to be able to coach him. You know, for as long as I have, and you know, he'll forever be my favorite player. You know, he really will. Everybody else, I thought Amari did a good job. You know, he just couldn't ever get really kind of anything going. But, you know, you look at the end of the night, he's got 23-11. I just thought it was a real total team effort. And once again, I thought our bench, they didn't play real well. But I thought they afforded us an opportunity to keep Steve and those guys over there until the six-minute mark. And I can't tell you guys how important that is for us, for Steve to be able to have 6 minutes instead of the 10 or 11 minutes that we would try to play him in the fourth quarter. So to me, it was just a great team victory. And at the end of the day, we really hadn't done anything except exactly what we're supposed to, and that's to hold serve at home. You know, so now we got to go to San Antonio and try to figure out a way to try to win the next game.
Rebounding was big for you guys, especially on the offensive end.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job. I thought we were active even early on in the game when our shots wasn't going in. I still thought we did a good job of being active on the offensive boards and having a lot of activity and beating them to balls. And although, like I said, we didn't shoot the ball well, I just thought at some stage we would make some shots, you know.
What were you telling the guys? You're shooting under 40% through three quarters. What were you telling them? I mean, you're hanging close, you're hanging 2-4 points.
Well,
were you telling them that run's going to come just to keep with it? Or?
Well, the one thing that we tried to do is that we just talked about, you know, we got to keep playing defense, and we always thought that, you know, we're somewhat arrogant when it comes to offense. You know, because we think at some stage we're going to make some baskets, you know, somewhere down the line. I just said that we had to do it off misses, and we had to be running off misses if we were going to get any kind of separation. So that's exactly what happened, really. We came up with some stops and some steals and a couple of plays here and there, and before you know it, you know, we got it up to, I think, 11. I'm not sure.
Can you talk about the defense on Ginobili? It seems like you trapped him a lot more today than in game one. What was the philosophy on Manu?
Well, no, actually, we stayed with the same philosophy that we had in game one. We just like to put him in a situation where we don't like for a guy to be isolated on him, so we try to just step up and guard a little bit. As I said, I thought Grant and those guys did a great job of not letting him. He didn't get to the basket an awful lot tonight. I thought Grant and those guys did a great job of at least playing the dribble penetration and not letting him right to the basket. And, you know, same thing with Tony Parker. I thought that Tony made some shots, but we didn't give him that chance to get right to the basket where he was laying it right in.
Manu's always been a guy that even when he's had a bad shooting night, he can get one in the fourth quarter, and that seems to get him going. When he made that catch and shoot three in the fourth, did your heart skip a beat? That
you're talking about the one that I defended it on right on the sideline there? Yeah, every time he makes one, you get real nervous because, like I told you, I truly believe this, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this. I think he's the most competitive athlete in the world. When I say that, I think he, and so when he makes a shot like that, you know, a lot of times he can almost will them for a win. If you see what he's done over the, you know, since the All-Star break with that team, you know, he's pretty much put it on his back and just played so great. It's been unbelievable. I mean, I think he's averaged like 25 since the All-Star break. So anytime he makes one, you get real nervous because you think that he could put together 3-4 in a row.
How
At one point in time, JD looked like he took the team personally on his shoulders and kind of willed you guys through that bad stretch, both defensively, going posting up, and just all around. Can you just talk about his play?
Well, he was great. The one thing that we talked about during one of the timeouts is that, you know, we were playing hard, but in order to beat that team, you have to take it to another level. And we said, as hard as you think you're playing, you got to find another gear and another level. And I thought when those guys went back out there, they did a great job at that. You know, they just, we couldn't get it in the basket, but, you know, we just kept rebounding it and trying and getting it in. And, you know, Lou didn't play very many minutes, but he was an integral part of what happened there by keeping the ball alive. But I thought JD did a great job, made a couple of, you know, a big three for us right there, but a couple of and ones, and that kind of kept us close and kept us in the ballpark.
Alvin, with all the missed shots and missed free throws in the first half, when we got to halftime tied, I mean, did you think you'd been given this huge reprieve?
Oh, no, that's exactly what I told my guys. We went into halftime, we were shooting 34%, and just hadn't played real well, and I thought that at some stage we would make that little run. And so you look at the stat sheet and you're shooting 34%, they're shooting 52, and you're tied. You look at the rebounds, and we've done a good job there. I thought that we could come back out and maybe have an opportunity to win the game.
Your team isn't exactly known for its physicality. I mean, how are you able to dominate the glass so much?
I just think desire. You know, I just think we're athletic. We are that. We've got some quickness, and we got guys that just play at an unbelievable level. As I said, Jay Rich and Grant and those guys have done a great job for us. And, you know, we're a little finesse team that play hard. That's what we are, really, you know. So thanks.